The Passion and Professionalism of Volunteer Management Leaders by Lori Gottlieb, Lori Gottlieb Consulting. Volunteer programs are as unique as the organizations that they support, and those who manage these programs are just as unique. Leaders of volunteers come from so many different backgrounds and experiences, but what they have in common are that they are charged with providing subject matter expertise in a diverse environment. The foundation for best practices in volunteer management comes from a passion to work with people and the ability to multitask and manage a variety of projects and activities that focus on the ever-changing landscapes of their organizational strategic direction and program goals. So how do we take our passion and turn it into top-rated volunteer programs? We need to look at the volunteer program from a myriad of lenses. Each sector has its own focus and priorities. These areas of expertise are present in all role descriptions, and if not, they should be. We are charged with wearing a variety of hats in our roles of volunteer leaders, and we must take these roles equally seriously to ensure a seamless volunteer experience. What is key to the success of a volunteer program is ensuring that as subject matter experts, you are provided with training, education, and support to perform your role at optimum levels. There are a variety of diverse skills needed to manage a fulsome volunteer program. And we need to look at all the different facets of what it is that we do. So first, we're matchmakers and forecasters. Our job is to look at the environment, look at the community, understand and be able to build on the diversity of our community and the ever-changing volunteer needs, now more than ever. Our job is to read between the lines of the role descriptions to understand the motivation of both the role of volunteers and the motivation of volunteers. We need to know what questions to ask and provide the appropriate screening, training, and support to ensure a successful match and a successful life cycle for a volunteer. We need to keep on top of economic, social, technological, and environmental trends so that your volunteer program stays current and relevant. You need to take the time to read. You need to take the time to network. You need to take the time to learn. These are key components of being able to forecast what's going on in the future. Secondly, we're human resources. What do we do for a living? We are actually providing resources to an organization. So we need to keep up with legislation changes, anything connected with human resources, to ensure consistency in our policies, procedures for both staff and volunteers. We need to provide timely training and evaluation of volunteers and the volunteer program on an ongoing basis. Every year you should be taking the time to evaluate your volunteer program. See where the gaps are. See where there is risks that weren't there a year ago. Look at how you can shift, change, make little nuances in onboarding, screening, retention, offboarding to better support your volunteers. You want to ensure that there's a performance management system in place to make sure that best practices and risk management practices are reinforced and followed up on. Your job is to work with and educate staff on best practices in working with volunteers, whether they're supervising volunteers or just engaged in more of a superficial way. You're also responsible for developing and reviewing the volunteer program's goals and objectives to ensure that they're in line with the goals and objectives of the organization. So being the leader of human resources for volunteers is a key part of your role description. One of my favorite parts is marketing. You get to be a brand manager or marketing manager. You need to understand what's going on with the market. You need to be able to develop target marketing strategies annually to connect with the appropriate volunteers and the skills that you're looking for. You should be developing both a marketing plan and communication plan annually based on what your goals are for the year. You need to ensure that current trends and technology are used to reach diverse audiences. As you know, these days technology is king, and nonprofits, especially volunteer programs, need to get on the bandwagon of social media and all the platforms that will help better connect with potential volunteers. You need to be able to gather stories and data to ensure that you're marketing your volunteer program and you have impact stories that you can both celebrate and also promote with. Next, special events. We plan, we support, we recognize many activities for volunteers over our tenure. We take the time to learn about how to plan special events. We need to learn how to use project management tools to keep on budget, to keep on track. And we need to develop a model of volunteer leadership and succession planning for committees and event volunteers. So we have an active role in special events. On the human side of things, or kind of the more personal side, we're mediators. We take the time to do the research, to learn about coaching volunteers, coaching staff, mentorship, relationship building, bridging gaps, bridging generational gaps, dealing with difficult volunteers, dealing with volunteer burnout, dealing with issues with volunteers to staff, volunteers to volunteers. Our job is to build relationships, develop support systems in place, evaluate on a regular basis, know how to do proper exit interviews, focus groups, make sure that you are current on the issues that both volunteers and staff are dealing with. It's a difficult part of our job, but it's a very important part of a job to keep things going. Finally, we're both support, supervisor, and catch-all. Our role is to gather knowledge on best practices, on supporting volunteers, on being part of a leadership component of our organization. We need to ensure that we're spending the appropriate time in the life cycle of the volunteers to ensure that they're provided with appropriate support in their roles. So we need to look at how are we engaging volunteers through onboarding processes, how are we retaining our volunteers, what tools and resources we're using to retain volunteers, and when volunteers leave, what is our offboarding process, because those are the components that we learn from. That is part of what makes us great supporters of volunteers and leaders of volunteer programs. So we need to spend the time to develop the tools, the resources, including data management tools to track volunteers' experiences, capture all necessary information to be able to both evaluate and tell the stories, ensure that we can talk qualitative and quantitative results so that we can better support ourselves and get to the leadership table. We want to be able to tell impact stories. We want to be able to have that elevator speech that really resonates with people as to how the volunteer program is so important to the livelihood of the organization that you work for. These are just a few components of what we call administrators of volunteers, whatever the word is that we use, managers, coordinators. But at the end of the day, we are administrating, leading, we are in a leadership role when it comes to our volunteer programs, and we need to ensure that we are managing and excited about building our volunteer programs and being proactive within our organization as well as in our community. Thank you very much. I will continue to post these podcasts. Stay tuned for the next one. For more information, you can go to laurigottliebconsulting.wordpress.com and see my articles, my workshops, and if you want to reach out to me, my information's there as well. Thank you. Stay tuned to next one.